Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Sunday, March 10th, 2024. So, on the day that the clocks all jumped forward an hour, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And did you find it to be a timely puzzle?
I could have used an extra hour.
Really?
It did. It took me a long time.
Oh.
I found it kind of challenging.
I did too. In my case, it was because I was sort of like falling asleep while working on it.
Oh, mine was I had a mistake.
Oh, no.
And I couldn't find it.
I bet I know where it was.
What?
103, 103 down, 103 down. 103 down being Crete's highest point for short. And the
Mount
answer,
Ida.
Mount Ida.
Yes.
You said that with a confidence that suggests perhaps that wasn't your problem.
No, that
okay.
was not my problem.
Right?
No, no, my problem was one down.
One down. Well, it didn't take you long to find it.
Well, it did.
Let's see. One down. Film archive bits. Clips.
Yes.
What did you have?
Claps.
Oh. Yeah, I like to take in some film claps occasionally.
Well.
They sound like that, sort of.
I had clips, and then I put in claps because where the I was, 22 across, was extra lives or additional gems in a freemium game.
Right.
And the answer was in-app purchase.
Yes.
I thought it should be an app purchase.
Oh, I see.
So, anyway, I eventually figured it out. But
mm-hmm.
It took a while.
Hmm.
But yeah, once I figured out what the theme was, that helped a lot, too. So, but it took me till, like, the bottom quarter of the puzzle. I was like, oh, that's what's happening here.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure where I figured it out. I think I started to sort of fill things in and realize there was something slightly askew around those blue squares.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But why don't you talk about the theme, and then we can sort of investigate the rest of the puzzle.
Okay. Well, the name of the puzzle was Rack 'em Up, which I'm still kind of thinking, that's an unusual name for a puzzle. But anyway, Rack 'em Up, and the themed clues were associated with blue squares. There were, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 blue squares, and they each fell within an across answer that was a themed clue. And within those squares, you actually had to, with the across answer, think of them as three letters instead of one, and they were all the same letter. The revealer clue for this was 65 across. Scrabble bonus seen 6 times in this puzzle. And that was triple letter score. Triple letter score. So you actually had like triple letters in each one of these blue squares. For example, the one I just mentioned, 22 across, the in-app purchase was the answer, but you didn't have enough squares. But you did have one blue square, and that's where those P's were, the two P's from app and the first P in purchase, in-app purchase. So there was just one square, but you just had to kind of imagine three P's in there. Because the down clue was lukewarm, which was tepid, which only needed one P. But the cross clue, you really needed three P's to finish the clue.
So it was sort of a dream rebus.
It's sort of, yes. Uh-huh. 31 across was, the kids these days have gotten way better than me. And the answer to that was, I'm too old for this now. And the blue square held like the three O's, the two O's of two and the O of old. So I'm too old for this now. Then we had 48 across, former minor league team that played at Aloha Stadium, and that was the Hawaii Islanders, with three I's, two from Hawaii and one from Islander. And then we had 54 across, which I think is where I figured out what was going on. Something delivered by Jake Tapper or Anderson Cooper, and that was a CNN news headline. But you only had room for CN news line because the N included the two N's from CNN and the first letter of news headlines. And then we had 98 across. The English patient actress was Kristen Scott Thomas, but there was only one T between the SCO of Scott and the HOMAS of Thomas. So three T's there. And then finally, 115 across, executive's acumen was business sense. So two S's from business and one from sense all lined up together. So that was the last one. And if you answered the puzzle correctly, those letters spelled out a word associated with the theme. And that word was points, P-O-I-N-T-S.
Yes.
Since it was a triple letter score, the Scrabble Revealer theme, that would mean triple points. So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that was the theme.
And so I think that explains the title too, right? Rack 'em Up is referring to the rack in Scrabble.
The rack in
Scrabble? Yeah, you have that little that little tray sort of where you put your letters.
I thought it was racking up points.
Oh.
You know, the triple points, you rack them up fast.
Oh, maybe. Uh-huh. Maybe they don't call that the rack. It seems to me that that's also a billiards term, right? You rack them up.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So... Yeah, maybe that's left. We had a crossword with that theme not too long ago. Maybe this is a leftover.
Perhaps.
So, yeah, I found this to be about right for a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit on the sprawling side. and like I said, I too had or I had that problem with Mount Ida because. I'm so used to thinking about IDEs that it just came to me naturally. Oh, actually, what happened was I first had 123 across to be in Spanish. And once again, my lack of Spanish betrayed me because I had Esther, E-S-T-E-R.
Oh, no, it's A-R, Estar.
Estar. Well, I now know that at least for the next few minutes I will remember this. And that made Mount Ida, which sounded better.
Much.
Even at the very beginning, new dog owner's purchase, it was five letters. I immediately went for a leash.
You better believe it. I did too.
Right.
Most people did.
Mm-hmm. But it was crate.
Yes.
It's like, so they're buying them a little prison before anything else. and then 11 across, I should have known this pop group with an army. I kept thinking about T.S. Swizzle. Oh. Swizzle. Taylor Swift,
uh-huh.
And but she isn't really a group.
No,
but she does sort of have. They talk about her army, right? Or maybe they. Maybe?
Yes. Okay. Yes, she does have. She does have. I don't think they squad. I think
squad.
Uh-huh.
But regardless, it was BTS.
Yes.
I'm still waiting.
Course.
I'm waiting for them to get back together. And 12 down was great. Cannon fodder at times. T-shirts.
That's right.
I think more wars should involve cannons and T-shirts.
Oh.
It'd be a lot more fun. You'd get a lot more people to sign up.
Right.
Like,
and you could put clever things on the T-shirts. Like,
yeah. Go away, enemy.
Yeah.
I don't
we
like
got
you.
You beat.
I don't like you. We need more civilized wars.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let 'em 18 across. The clue was we're not standing in their way. Let them. So once again, a slangy clue.
That's right.
There are a lot of them.
They are becoming much more prevalent. I think. I think so. One I liked, 21 down. Here's the thing. So listen. I don't think I've ever seen that in the classroom before.
Yeah,
so
I
listen.
I started off with so lastly. Because it fitted, and so here's the thing. So lastly, you know, I just thought it was a good wrap-up, but it was, so listen made more sense.
Much.
Did you know 44 across, actress Thompson? Tessa Thompson?
Tessa, yes. I didn't know that.
We probably had this conversation before. What has she done?
She was in Thor. She played Valkyrie.
Oh, okay. All right. So she's famous. Mm-hmm.
I immediately thought of Emma Thompson, but who is a famous English actress, but there were five squares, so I thought, yes. Oh, it must be Tessa.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. And did you get 51 across? Spot for food and craft beer, brew pub?
Well, it took me a while, but yes, brew pub.
Mm.
I've never been to a brew pub, so didn't just come off the top of my head there.
I don't think I've been to a pub.
Oh, yes, we've been to pubs.
Well, not very often.
Well, no, but when we were traveling in Europe, in England, we went to a pub once.
Okay, once.
I remember, and we got lunch. We didn't get drinks, but we got lunch.
I'll take your word for it.
Yep.
23 down, a group of them is called a crash rhinos.
Yes.
And we had that not too long ago.
That's right. That's right.
I think they had lion and pride, and they had that versus rhino and crash.
Right. Yes.
That is one of my favorite answers. 28 across, cracker shape, animal.
Yeah,
that is a shape.
That was funny. I was, I put in like square because most crackers are square, but that.
Well, the Ritz people would like to take exception.
That is true. There's round ones too, but I was just thinking of like a soda cracker. Well, it's square.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny answer. Let's see, 53 across. I don't know why I never get this. Opt, elect. I always think about elect. I mean, you hear the word elect and election so often in the media, and it never has anything to do with options.
That's
it has
right.
to do with the political process.
Yes.
So I just, when I see opt, I don't think about elect right away.
Right. But that makes sense.
Yep.
35 was 35 across was interesting. 2-million-year-old discovery in 2022 in the frozen soil of Greenland. DNA. Well, do you remember what the DNA was of? Was it from like a woolly mammoth? I was thinking it was from a woolly mammoth.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they try and bring it back to life immediately.
Well, that's what they were talking about, that maybe they could. But
I bet it wouldn't be in very good condition.
Probably not.
Although it would have been kept cold.
Yeah, that's
frozen,
true.
In fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
64 across I thought was hilarious. Something for the rest of the military? Caught.
Yes.
That was brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then close to that, because I think they were on a run, 58 across, Range Rover, or something to do in a Range Rover, where the second Range Rover, the R's were capitalized.
Right.
Or the first R's of each word. Mm-hmm. And that was steer.
Right.
So a Range Rover is a...
That was quite funny.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Kudos to, let's see, either Enrique Anguiano or Matthew Stock, the co-constructors of today's crossword. Could have been Will Shorts, too, I suppose, or mm-hmm. one
good
of
job.
The other editors.
Yeah, it was a good puzzle.
Yes. A couple of others. 76 down was quite unique. Creep out, perhaps. Seep.
Yes.
Guys, did not see that coming.
No, not at all. Or another one, 90 across, pan feature, goatee.
Yes. We just had goatee.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Turns out if I pronounce the word goatee about two times too many, I can't say it correctly.
Oh, my.
It's not a goatee. It's a goatee.
Goatee. Another one that was kind of cryptic, 97 across, acrylic letter pronounced like the double Z of pizza. And it was Z, I guess.
I think it's probably C.
Huh?
Well?
Pizza. Pizza.
Okay.
So.
T-S-E.
Yeah, T-S-E. Pizza. Hmm.
109 across, place to chill, paradoxically, hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
Yep. And 113 across, as we slowly work our way to the bottom of the puzzle here, single guy, ? Odd man out.
That's right.
So, mm-hmm. All right. Well, this was a fine puzzle. Again, it was by Enrique Anguiano and Matthew Stock. Bravo. And that's the start of our crossword solving week.
Yep.
Looking forward to Monday, are you?
I've already done it.
Whoa. You are so fast.
But I'm not going to say anything until tomorrow.
Well, that's a relief. And we hope you'll all come back tomorrow to hear that, as well as some great listener mail. So we will see all of you again tomorrow.
Bye-bye.